अथ प्राधानिकम रहस्यम. द रहस्यम मीन्स सीक्रेट and pradhanikam means an important secret, a secret of prominence, so preeminent secret. Om asya shri saptashati rahasya trayasya Saptashakti Rahasyatrayam, the three rahasyams, three secrets pertaining to Saptashati and of which Narayana Rishihi, Narayana is the Rishihi and Chandas is Anushtup and Devatas invoked are all three Devatas, Mahakali, Mahalakshmi, Mahasaraswati Devatas. And this rahasyam is recited for the sake of accomplishing the benefit of reciting the Devi Mahatmyam. Yatha ukta phala avaptyartham. Yathokta phala avaptyartham. So this pradhanikam rahasyam, actually Devi Mahatmyam is complete. It's over. This rahasyam is always in the tradition. Rahasyam also is recited as part of the Devi Mahatmyam. So I thought, let me do this also and complete it. So of this Saptashati Rahasyatrayam, the three rahasyams pertaining to Devi Mahatmyam, otherwise known as Saptashati. Rishihi is Narayanaha. Chandas is Anushtup. And all three Devatas are invoked here. Mahakali, Mahalakshmi, Mahasaraswati. For what? Yatha Ukta Phala Avaptyartham. Avaptyartham for obtaining the results as mentioned before. So Raja Uvacha, the king said, Bhagavan, O Lord, Avataraha, the manifestations of Devi, may to me, so Chandikayaha, so Chandikayaha Avataraha, the manifestations of Chandika, Tvaya Uditaha, explained to me by you. So the manifestations of Chandika explained to me by you, Tvaya Uditaha, Tvaya by you, Uditaha narrated or explained. Etesham Prakritim Brahman Pradhanam Vaktumarhasi. Brahman, he is addressing the Rishi as O Brahman, means O Brahman, means O Lord. Etesham Prakritim means their nature. Pradhanam Vaktum Arhasi. Vaktum Arhasi means you can say, you can tell me. What he means is, Vaktum arhasi, sollakkadavir. Please do tell me. Pradhanam prakritim yetesham. please do tell me or explain to me the pradhanam, the principal characteristics of their nature. Pradhanam prakritim vaktum arhasi. Means you can tell me the principal characteristics of their nature. So what he is asking, O Lord, Bhagavan, O Lord, Chandikayaha avataraha, Chandika's manifestations, Tvaya bayu uditaha have been explained to me. To me, me. That's the first line, meaning the first line. O Brahman, O Lord, Yetesham pradhanam prakritim vaktum arhasi. Vaktum arhasi means, actually we should take it as request. Please do tell me, explain to me what prakritim pradhanam, the principal characteristics of their nature. This is the request. Then the second mantra, Aradhyam yat maya devyaha swarupam yenacha dvija vidhina bruhi sakalam yathavat panatasyame. Aradhyam, though here if you look for the word dvija, dvija is the in vocative case. O dvija means twice born, O learned. Dvija, O twice born, O learned man. Bruhi, please do tell. Bruhi means solviraha. Bruhi, please do tell. Yathu devyaha swarupam, yathu devyaha swarupam, the essential nature of Devi, the intrinsic nature of Devi, that intrinsic essential nature of Devi, Devyaha Swarupam, Maya Aradhyam, that intrinsic essential nature of Devi, which is to be worshipped. That intrinsic essential nature of Devi, which is to be worshipped, Aradhyam, which is to be worshipped, Aradhyam by me, Maya. That essential nature of Devi, which is to be worshipped by me, Maya Aradhyam, please tell me which is the intrinsic nature of Devi, essential nature of Devi, which is to be worshipped by me. Maya Aradhyam. Devyaha yat swarupam maya aradhyam tat me bruhi. Vidhina bruhi. So vidhina bruhi means please tell me the method. Please tell me the proper method or system of worship. Vidhina means by which method I should worship her. Please tell me that method. Sakalam, everything. Please tell me everything. What is the nature of Devi I should worship? and in which form should I worship? What is the method I should follow? Which system of worship? Please tell me. Yathavatu. Yathavatu panatasyame. Tell me, the one who is bowing to you in proper manner. See, I bow to you in proper manner. I mean, I ask you in proper manner. To such a person, me, who is bowing to you in proper manner, please do tell me that system of worship, the method of worship, and the nature of Devi which should be worshipped by me. This is the meaning of the second mantra. Yat devyaha swarupam aradhyam maya yenacha vidhina yat devyaha swarupam maya aradhyam sakalam yathavat pranatasya me bruhi. This is the prosada. Please do tell me that even the method, yena vidhina maya devyaha swarupam aradhyam, the method by which I should worship Devi, and the nature, her intrinsic nature, essential nature, which should be worshipped by me. Sakalam, all this, bruhi, please do tell me, to me, yathavat pranatasya, for the one who is worshipping, bowing to you in proper manner. This is the actual meaning of this verse. Next verse, Rishi Ruvacha.
Swamini, we chant this verse. Do we chant this? Okay.
Oh, chanting. Okay, Dhanama. We didn't do the first verse also. Rajovacha. Now, what happened now, I sit and record on my own all by myself. So, I'm used to different way. I forget. I record on my own, you see. Rajovacha. Sometimes my hands go like this explaining. You know, I feel very funny. I'm talking to myself. ರಾಜೋವಾಚ ಭಗವನ್ನವತಾರಾಮೇ ಚಂಡಿಕಾಯಾಸ್ತ್ವಯೋದಿತಾಃ ಭಗವನ್ನವತಾರಾಮೇ ಚಂಡಿಕಾಯಾಸ್ತ್ವಯೋದಿತಾಃ ಏತೇಷಾಂ ಪ್ರಕೃತಿಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ಪ್ರಧಾನಂ ವಕ್ತುಮರ್ಹಸಿ ಏತೇಷಾಂ ಪ್ರಕೃತಿಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ Pradhanam Vaktumarhasi. The post order is like this. He Bhagavan. Chandikayaha Avataraha Me Tvaya Uditaha. He Bhagavan. Chandikayaha Avataraha Tvaya Me Uditaha. The manifestations of Devi have been narrated by you to me, or have been explained by you to me. It's a passive voice sentence. He Bhagavan, Chandikayaha Avataraha Tvaya Uditaha Me. Next sentence. Brahman, O Lord, again. First sentence, he calls Bhagavan. Second sentence, Brahman. Yetesham prakritim pradhanam vaktum arhasi. O Lord, please tell me the principal characteristics of their nature. Pradhanam prakritim vaktum arhasi. Of these manifestations, please do tell me the principal characteristics of the nature of these manifestations. Yetesham, of these manifestations. Then second mantra. ಆರಾಧ್ಯಂ ಯನ್ಮಯಾ ದೇವ್ಯಾ ಸ್ವರೂಪಂ ಯೇನ ಚ ದ್ವಿಜ ಆರಾಧ್ಯಂ ಯನ್ಮಯಾ ದೇವ್ಯಾ ಸ್ವರೂಪಂ ಯೇನ ಚ ದ್ವಿಜ ವಿಧಿನಾ ಬ್ರೂಹಿ ಸಕಲಂ ಯಥಾವತ್ ಪ್ರಣತಸ್ಯ ಮೇ ವಿಧಿನಾ ಬ್ರೂಹಿ ಸಕಲಂ ಯಥಾವತ್ ಪ್ರಣತಸ್ಯ ಮೇ ಹಿಯರ್ ಯತ್ ದೇವ್ಯಾಹ ಸ್ವರೂಪಂ ಆರಾಧ್ಯಂ ಮಯಾ ಬೈ ಮೀ ಯತ್ ದೇವ್ಯಾಹ ಸ್ವರೂಪಂ ಆರಾಧ್ಯಂ ಕಮಾ ಯೇನ ವಿಧಿನಾ ಚ ಆರಾಧ್ಯಂ ಯತ್ ದೇವ್ಯಾಹ ಸ್ವರೂಪಂ ಮಯಾ ಆರಾಧ್ಯಂ ಕಮಾ ಯೇನ ಚ ಯೇನ ವಿಧಿನಾ ದೇವ್ಯಾಹ ಸ್ವರೂಪಂ ಆರಾಧ್ಯಂ ಸಕಲಂ ಸಕಲಂ ಮೇ ಬ್ರೂಹಿ ಸಕಲಂ ಮೇ ಯಥಾವತ್ ಪ್ರಣತಸ್ಯ ಮೇ ಬ್ರೂಹಿ ಸಕಲಂ ಯಥಾವತ್ ಪ್ರಣತಸ್ಯ ಮೇ ಬ್ರೂಹಿ ದ್ವಿಜ ಓ ದ್ವಿಜ ಓ ಟ್ವೈಸ್ ಬಾಂಡ್ ಐ ಬೌ ಟು ಯು ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಬಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಇಂಪ್ಲೈಡ್ ವಾಟ್ ಹೀ ಸೇಸ್ ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಡೂ ಟೆಲ್ ಮೀ ಓ ದ್ವಿಜ ಮೇ ಬ್ರೂಹಿ ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಡೂ ಟೆಲ್ ಮೀ ಹೂ ಬೌಸ್ ವಾಸ್ ಬೌಡ್ ಟು ಯು ಇನ್ ಪ್ರಾಪರ್ ಮ್ಯಾನರ್ ಯಥಾವತ್ ಪ್ರಣತಸ್ಯ ಮುರೆಯಾಗ ವಣಂಗಿ ಎನಕ್ಕೆ ಯಥಾವತ್ ಪ್ರಣತಸ್ಯ ಮೇ ಬ್ರೂಹಿ ಓ ದ್ವಿಜ ಓ ಟ್ವೈಸ್ ಬಾನ್ ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಡೂ ಟೆಲ್ ಮೀ ದ ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಬೌಡ್ ಟು ಯು ಇನ್ ಪ್ರಾಪರ್ ಮ್ಯಾನರ್ ವಾಟ್ ಯು ಶುಡ್ ಟೆಲ್ ಮೀ ಯತ್ ದೇವ್ಯಾಹ ಸ್ವರೂಪಂ ಮಯಾ ಆರಾಧ್ಯಂ ದಟ್ ಸ್ವರೂಪಂ ಆಫ್ ದೇವಿ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಟು ಬಿ ವರ್ಷಿಪ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ಮೀ ಅಂಡ್ ಯೇನ ವಿಧಿನಾ and the method by which Devi Swarupam should be worshipped, Sakalam, all that, please do tell me, the one who has bowed to you in proper manner. Yathavat pranathasya me, murahiyaha vanangiyavanahi enakku, endha Devi nudiya Swarupam vayubadappada vendum, Devi nudiya ஸ்வரூபம் வழிபடப்பட வேண்டும் எந்த முறையிலே வழிபடப்பட வேண்டும் என்பதை சகலம் முழுவதையும் முறையாக வணங்கி எனக்கு கூறுவீராக. This is the literal translation. Translating into Indian language is possible because it exactly comes. Okay. Next, Rishiruvacha. Rishihi uvacha, Rishiruvacha. ಇದಂ ರಹಸ್ಯಂ ಪರಮಂ ಅನಾಖ್ಯೇಯಂ ಪ್ರಚಕ್ಷ್ಯತೆ ಭಕ್ತೋಸೀತಿ ನ ಮೇ ಕಿಂಚಿತ್ ತವಾವಾಚ್ಯಂ ನರಾಧಿಪ ಇದಂ ರಹಸ್ಯಂ ಪರಮಂ ಅನಾಖ್ಯೇಯಂ ಪ್ರಚಕ್ಷ್ಯತೆ ಭಕ್ತೋಸೀತಿ ನ ಮೇ ಕಿಂಚಿತ್ ತವಾವಾಚ್ಯಂ ನರಾಧಿಪ ಇದಂ ರಹಸ್ಯಂ ಪರಮಂ ಅನಾಖ್ಯೇಯಂ ಪ್ರಚಕ್ಷ್ಯತೆ ಭಕ್ತಃ ಅಸಿ ಇತಿ ನಮೇ ಕಿಂಚಿತ್ ತವ ಅವಾಚ್ಯಂ ನರಾಧಿಪ. ಸೊ ನರಾಧಿಪ ನರಾಣಾಂ ಅಧಿಪಃ ನರಾಧಿಪಃ ಎ ಕಿಂಗ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ನರ ಅಧಿಪಃ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೆನ್ ಹ್ಯೂಮನ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ಸ್. So Naradhipaha, Lord of human beings. So in vocative case, Naradhipa, O King, Idam Rahasyam, this secret, Paramam, Paramam, highly exalted. This secret is highly exalted. Idam Rahasyam Paramam, Idu Melana Oru Rahasyam. Naradhipa, Idam Rahasyam Paramam. This highly exalted secret. anakyeyam. Akyeyam means it should be revealed. Anakyeyam, it should not be revealed. Anakyeyam. Akyeyam sollapada vendiyathu. Anakyeyam, which should not be revealed. This is exalted secret, which should not be revealed. Anakyeyam. Prachakshyate, it is said. It is said that this exalted secret should not be revealed. Idam rahasyam. Paramam anakyeyam. Idam rahasyam. Idam paramam rahasyam. Anakyeyam. This exalted secret should not be revealed. It is said that this exalted secret should not be revealed. Idam paramam rahasyam anakyeyam prachakshyate. The melana rahasyam sollapadakkoodathu endru sollapadugirathu. Prachakshyate, it is said. But bhaktaha asi, you are a devotee. You are a devotee to me, means you are committed to the teaching. Bhaktaha asi iti, therefore you are devotee to me, means devoted to me, means you are committed to the teaching. Na me kinchit tava avachyam. There is nothing that which should not be taught to you. Tava avachyam, tava for you, avachyam should not be told. Name kinchit. There is nothing. Na kinchit. There is nothing. Me for me. Avachyam should not be told. Should not be revealed. Tava to you. There is nothing which should not be revealed to you. For me, there is nothing that should not be revealed to you. Because you are my devotee. You are devoted to the teaching. Bhaktaha asi iti. Me kinchit tava avachyam na. Na kinchit avachyam. There's nothing which should not be revealed tava to you for me. In my understanding. Naradhipa o king. So actually this is an exalted secret. Which should not be revealed. It is said it should not be revealed, but still I can tell you there's nothing that I should not tell you. There's nothing which should not be revealed to you from by me because you are devoted to the teaching. Bhaktaha asi. Iti tava avachyam kinchit na me asti. Naradhipa. Asti is not there. I added the word. Fourth. Sarvasyadhyā mahālakṣmīrs trigunā parameśvarī. Sarvasyadhyā mahālakṣmīrs trigunā parameśvarī. Lakṣyā lakṣya svarūpāsā vyāpya kṛtsnam yavasthitā. Sarvasyadhyā mahālakṣmīrs trigunā parameśvarī. Lakshya lakshya svarupasa vyapya kritsnam vyavasthita. Sarvasya adhya mahalakshmihi. Mahalakshmihi, the goddess of real wealth. Mahalakshmihi. Sarvasya adhya. The first and the foremost of everything. Mahalakshmihi, the goddess of real wealth, is Sarvasya Adhya, the first and the foremost of everything. Triguna. Triguna, who is comprised of the three qualities. Parameshwari. Parameshwari, the absolute ruler, the supreme sovereign, the absolute ruler, Parama Ishwari Parameshwari. Mahalakshmi Triguna, she who is comprised of three qualities. Mahalakshmi, the real, the goddess of real wealth. Sarvasya Adya, the first and the foremost of everything, all causes. Sarvasya Adya, Triguna, Parameshwari, Mahalakshmi. Three adjectives for Mahalakshmi. Lakshya Alakshya Swarupa Sa. Lakshya Alakshya Swarupa Sa. Lakshya Lakshya Swarupa Sa. She is the essential nature, the intrinsic nature of everything. Lakshyam, definable, alakshyam and non-definable. She is the essential nature of everything definable and non-definable. Lakshya alakshya swarupa sa. Vyapya kritsnam vyavasthita. Vyavasthita, she remains. Vyapya pervading. Kritsnam, everything. The entirety. She remains pervading everything. Sa kritsnam vyapya vyavasthita. She remains pervading everything. Vyapya means having pervaded all the everything here. She remains pervading everything. Matulingam gadam khetam panapatram cha bibhrati. Matulingam gadam khetam panapatram cha bibhrati. Nagam lingam cha yonim cha bibhrati nrupamurdhani. Nagam lingam cha yonim cha bibhrati nrupamurdhani. Matulingam gadam khetam panapatram cha bibhrati. Nagam lingam cha yonim cha bibhrati nrupamurdhani. The king is not nrupa. There's a word nrupa. Naranam patihi nrupaha. Naran pati iti nrupaha. Nru itself means human being. Pa means protector. Nrupaha, protector of men. Nrupaha. So nrupa, O king. Bibhrati. Bibhrati is a ikaranta. Shatru Shabda, like a present participant, holding, bearing, Bibhrati, means she is holding. Devi is cohort, Kastilinga Shabda. O King Nripa, she is holding. Mahalakshmi, who has been mentioned before, is holding. Matulingam. Matulingam is a name for like a Dadimi Phalam. Dadimi Phalam is a pomegranate. And Devi is holding a pomegranate. And sir, we'll see it. Then Gada, club. Khetam, shield. Panapatram, drinking vessel. Panam means drinking. Patram vessel. Drinking vessel. Bibhrati. So she holds in her hand. The hand is not mentioned. She holds a pomegranate, the club, the shield, and drinking vessel. Nagam lingam cha yonim cha bibhrati. Again bibhrati comes. Murdhani. Murdhani. Murdhan means head. So she bears, she holds or she bears on her head. She holds on her head Nagam, the snake. Lingam cha yonim cha. Murdhani on her head, on her upper most part, which is head. Bibhrati, she bears. Nagam, the snake. Lingam stands for the male principle. Yoni stands for the female principle. So Nagam, Lingam, cha Yonim, cha Vibhrati. She holds, she bears the snake and the male principle and the female principle on her head. The connecting about it, I'll tell you later on. Tapta Kanchana Varnabha, Tapta Kanchana Bhushana, Shunyam Tadakhilam Swena, Purayamasa Tejasa, Tapta Kanchana Varnabha, Tapta Kanchana Bhushana, Shunyam Tadakhilam Swena, Purayamasa Tejasa. Tapta Kanchana Varnabha. Tapta Kanchana Bhushana. Shunyam Tadakhilam Svena Purayamasa Tejasa. Tapta means melted. Tapta means actually even Tapta also means scorched. So here melted. Tapta means scorched. Here it means melted. Kanchanam, gold. Varnaha, complexion. So she who is like, Abha means like. So she who is like, she who is shining like the melted gold. Tapta Kanchana Varnabha, she who is of the complexion of melted gold. Because Varnaha means color. Therefore, she who is of the complexion of melted gold. Tapta Kanchana Bhushana, she who is of the ornaments shining like the melted gold. She who is with the ornaments shining like the melted gold. Tapta Kanchana Bhushana. Shunyam Tadakhilam Svena Purayamasa Tejasa. Svena Tejasa. Svena Tejasa. By her radiance, Svena by her own, Tejasa, yeah, the third case you can say with and by. She fills, she filled Purayamasa. Purayamasa past perfect. She had filled, literal meaning. You can take it as she filled. She filled Akhilam Shunyam. She filled the entire the entirety, which is as good as nothing, as good as non-existent. She filled the entire entirety, which is as good as nothingness, nothing, non-existent, sorry, which is as good as non-existent. Akhilam tad akhilam shunyam. So she Purayamasa filled tad that Akhilam Shunyam, the entity which is as good as non-existent, Svena Tejasa, with her own radiance, with her own splendor, with her own brilliance, she filled the entirety which is as good as non-existent. Shunyam tadakhilam lokam vilokya parameshwari babhara paramam rupam tamasa kevale nahi. Shunyam tadakhilam lokam vilokya parameshwari babhara paramam rupam tamasa kevale nahi. Shunyam tad akhilam lokam vilokya parameshwari babhara paramam rupam tamasa kevale nahi. Parameshwari, that absolute ruler, vilokya, having seen the akhilam lokam, this entire universe, which is shunyam, which is as good as non-existent, that Parameshwari, having seen this entire universe which is as good as non-existent, tamasa kevalena tamasa by mere quality of darkness, tamasa, paramam rupam babhara assumed an exalted form. Parameshwari, that absolute ruler Devi, vilokya, having seen tad lokam, akhilam lokam, that entire world, shunyam, which is as good as non-existent, svena, kevalena tamasa, by the mere quality of darkness, and tamas, by mere quality of tamas, paramam rupam babhara, assumed an exalted form.
Babhara is past perfect, Swami.
Past perfect is. Yeah. Bibharti assumes. Tangukharal. And the rupate tangukharal.
Past perfect of what, Swamini?
Bibharti. Bibharti, Bharati.
Oh. Bharati. Thank you, Swami.
Paramam rupam babhara. So she assumed an exalted form. Sa bhinnanjana sankasha damshtrankitavaranana. Sa bhinnanjana sankasha damshtrankitavaranana. Vishalalochananari babhuvatanu madhyama. Vishalalochananari babhuvatanu madhyama. Sa bhinnanjana sankasha damshtrankitavaranana. Vishalalochananari babhuvatanu madhyama. Sa bhinna anjana sankasha. Bhinnanjana sankasha. Damshtra ankita varanana. విశాల లోచన నారి బభోవ తను మధ్యమ. సో నారి బభూవ, నారి ఉమన్, బభూవ బికేమ్. సో దాట్ ఫామ్ బికేమ్ నారి అ ఉమన్, దట్ ఫామ్ బికేమ్ అ ఉమన్. సా నారి బభూవ భిన్న అంజన సంకాశ. Sankashah means radiance. She became a woman whose radiance was black like soot. Bhinna Anjana. She who is of the radiance, Sankashah radiance. Sankasha, she who is of the radiance. She who is of the splendor or radiance. Of black like soot. Damshtra Ankita Varanana. Ankita marked. Ananam face. Vara Ananam. Beautiful face. So she whose beautiful face has the large protruding teeth. Damshtra Ankita Varanana. She whose beautiful face is endowed with a protruding teeth. Damshtra Ankita Varanana. Vishala Lochana. She whose eyes are large or wide. Tanu Madhyama. With the waist, with a thin waist. She who is of large eyes with a thin waist. Tanu Madhyama. Madhyama means, Madhyam stands for waist. Tanu literally means body, but head means thin. So she who is of large eyes with a waist, thin waist. It's the literal meaning. Khadga patra shirah khetair alankrita chaturbhuja. Khadga patra. కబంధహారం శిరసా బిభ్రాణాహి శిరస్రజం. కబంధహారం శిరసా బిభ్రాణాహి శిరస్రజం. ఖడ్గ పాత్ర శిరః కేటైః అలంకృత చతుర్భుజ. కబంధహారం శిరసా బిభ్రాణ హి శిరస్రజం. చతుర్భుజ మీన్స్ షీ హూ హ్యాస్ ఫోర్ హ్యాండ్స్. చతుర్భుజ మీన్స్ హ్యాండ్, బట్ చతుర్భుజ షీ హూ ఇస్ ఎండౌడ్ విత్ ద ఫోర్ హ్యాండ్స్ హోల్డింగ్ Khadga sword, Khadgaha sword, patram, a vessel, panapatram, so drinking vessel, shiraha, head, ketam, shield, alankrita, decked. So she who is of four hands, decked with sword, a drinking vessel, head and shield. So she who is endowed with the four hands holding sword, drinking vessel, head and shield. Khadga patra shiraha ketaihi alankrita chaturbhuja. She who is endowed with the four hands decked with these things. Or she who is decked with the four hands holding these things. That's the meaning of the first sentence. Kabandaharam. Shirasa vibhrana. He shirasrajam. The word kabandaha has many meanings. Even the trunk of the body without a head is called kabanda. A headless body is kabanda. Kabandaharaha. So she has a long necklace formed of these headless bodies. Shirasa vibhrana, kabandaharam shirasa vibhrana. She is holding the long necklace of headless bodies. And also shiraha. Srak means garland. Shirasrajam means a garland of skulls. Shiraha head. Srak means garland. Shirasrajam means she who is wearing over her head the garland of skulls. So she who is wearing garland of skulls and the long necklace of headless bodies over her head. Khadga patra shira ketair alankrita chaturbhuja kabandaharam shirasa vibhrana hi shirasrajam saprovacha mahalakshmim tamasim pramadottama nama karma cha me matar dehi tubhyam namo namaha saprovacha mahalakshmim tamasi pramadottama nama karma cha me matar dehi tubhyam namo namaha. So that Lakshmi Devi, that Devi having appeared like this. Now we have seen, you can imagine all that form described above. Having manifested like that, sa provacha, pra uvacha, provacha. She said to Mahalakshmi. She said to Mahalakshmi, Mahalakshmi provacha, who tamasi. Tamasi means Devi who appeared. So having appeared, that darkness, tamasi, the Devi, the manifestation of darkness having appeared, pramada uttama. Pramadottama means exalted among women. Pramada uttama, pramadottama. That manifestation of darkness having thus appeared. Who is the darkness of manifestation of darkness, Pramadottama, exalted among women, Mahalakshmim Provacha, said to the goddess Lakshmi. What did she say? Mataha, Mataha, O Mother, Nama Karmacha Me Mataha. Mataha is vocative case. So that manifestation of darkness, Pramadottama, exalted among women, having thus appeared, that is implied. Mahalakshmim Provacha, said to the Mahalakshmi, Mataha, Mother, may give me Dehi may give me. Mataha, O Mother, Dehi may do give me. Nama Karmacha, my names. Please do give me my names. Karmacha, and also describe the actions I need to do. O Mother, give me my names and describe the actions I need to do, I need to perform. Mataha, Nama, Dehi, Karmacha, Dehi. O Mataha, Nama, Dehi, Karmacha, Dehi. Tubhyam Namaha Namaha. Again and again I bow to you. Again and again I bow to you. O Devi Mahalakshmi. O Mother. Mataha, O Mother. Dehi me. Please do give me. Nama, names. Karmacha. And describe the actions I need to do. Tubhyam Namo Namaha. Salutation again and again. Salutation again and again. Which means I bow to you again and again. Tam Provacha Mahalakshmis Tamasim Pramadottamam. Tam Provacha Mahalakshmis Tamasim Pramadottamam. Dadamitava Namani Yani Karmani Tanite. Dadamitava Namani Yani Karmani Tanite. Tam Provacha. Provacha, same meaning. Provacha, Provacha. Tam Provacha. Mahalakshmihi. Mahalakshmihi Tam Provacha. So Mahalakshmi said to that manifestation of darkness, that lady, that manifestation of darkness, the exalted among women, Pramadottamam Tam Mahalakshmi. Pramadottamam Tamasim Tam Mahalakshmihi Provacha. Mahalakshmi said to that exalted among women, the manifestation of darkness, Tamasim, the manifestation of darkness, Pramadottamam, the exalted among women, Tam, her, Mahalakshmihi Provacha. Mahalakshmi said, Dadami. So that Tamasi asked for karma and names. So now Lakshmi is telling, Dadami, I shall give you. I give Tava Namani Yani Karmani Tani Te. Yani Karmani, those I give you your names and also the actions which you have to perform. Yani Karmani, the karmani which you have to do, Tani, I shall give you. Also, Tava Namani Dadami, Karmani Yani Tani Te Dadami. I also give you the actions which you need to do. Those karmas, those actions which you have to perform, I shall give you those actions. I shall describe to you those actions. I shall give you the names also. Dadami tava namani yani karmani tani te. Mahamaya Mahakali Mahamari Kshudha Trisha Nidra Trishna Chaikavira Kalaratri Duratyaya Mahamaya Mahakali Mahamari Kshudha Trisha. I'll stop with this, okay? Nidra Trishna Chaikavira Kalaratri Duratyaya Mahamaya Mahamaya, one name. Mahakali, another name. Mahamari, another name. Kshudha, another name. Trisha, another name. Nidra, another name. Trishna, another name. Ekavira, cha. Ekavira, another name. Kalaratrihi, another name. Duratyaya, another name. So Mahamaya, Mahakali, I'm not translating those names, just name, know the names. Mahamaya, Mahakali, Mahamari, Kshudha. Kshudha means hunger. Trisha, thirst. Nidra, sleep. Trishna. Trishna also means thirst. Because two words are coming, one should we take it as desire. Trishna, desire. Ekavira. The only strong, only strength. Ekavira. Kalaratrihi. Kalaratrihi means the time of dissolution. Kalaratrihi. Duratyaya. Duratya means impossible. Kadakkappada mudiyadaval. Duratyaya. Impossible. These are all the names. Imani tava namani pratipadyani karmabihi. Ebihi karmani te jnatva yodhite soshnute sukham. These are your names. Indicative of the actions which you perform. One who knows your activity by meditating upon these names attains the highest happiness. See this, I'll explain to you next class. You know why? Krishna also tells in Bhagavad Gita, one who knows me, understands my nama karma cha met, Janma karma cha me divyam. One who understands my manifestation, avatara, and also my karma, one who understands, he attains the absolute. So I will do this. This needs some explanation. I'll do the next class. We'll redo this verse again, the names.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.